partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day.
BoxingVoice.com.
We don't fight for rings and stuff like that. I don't fear anyone.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. What the fuck is going on? We're live from the mansion, and it is Friday morning. We're here to discuss, obviously, Canelo Alvarez and Dimitri Bivol.
They really fucked up the intro, bro. Like, you had it in you.
I know. I came with all this energy. I was like, new set, new place, you know, mansion, give him the big man voice. And it was twice, too. It was not just one time. It was two times. But, you know, what are you going to do? Awkward moment.
Yeah.
Good morning, CBV. Nah, but what's up, bro? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
A little bit of an echo. What do you think? I don't hear it in my headphones, but I kind of like, I guess I do hear it. I don't know. You don't really care.
I don't really hear it.
Hmm.
I don't know.
What time is the weigh-in today? Do we know? You going?
You funny as hell. Yeah. I look weird on TV.
I actually like this better, though. What about you? You feeling the set?
Nah, because they're going my camera straight ahead. It's different.
It's different? Yeah, right. No, I like it, man. Shout out to Sticky Paws for going above and beyond and bringing the studio to the mansion. Shout out to Rayo Venezuela. He's already up and early, you know, watching the show, you know. So.
Damn, call him loud as fuck. Call him background noise. Call him pat his head. Telling Austin to do. Come on, bro. You over there
what?
Too loud, Travis.
What's up with Danny over here? So, Danny, man, it is Friday.
It is Friday.
We got a weigh-in.
We have a weigh-in.
Do we get a shove? We haven't seen Canelo shove anybody since Daniel Jacobs. What was that, 2019? Look at me trying to be the almanac.
He
shoved Caleb Plant.
That was a smack.
Well, he shoved him first.
That was actually a two-piece.
Yeah.
He did.
See if you can find a video.
He did push him first.
See if you can find a video. I don't remember no push. I remember.
He pushed him first.
He pushed Caleb. Caleb came back up.
You're right. He did shove Caleb. Then Caleb came with the big left hand smack, left hand hook.
Right.
Oh, you're right, bro. Shout out. That's right. So that just happened. That just happened. After Caleb, there's been no body.
I mean, this is the first body since Caleb, so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
You got to be triggered. He was triggered.
Yeah,
he was triggered in that one for
you
sure.
You know, that was organic. I don't think we're going to see it. Fuck it. Just get in there and fight it.
And Bivol is so respectful. He doesn't look like the type that's going to try and get under Canelo's skin.
Yeah, I don't know that he can. Like, does he speak English?
Hell yeah. Very good, too. Like, very good.
Really?
No, like, very good.
I've interviewed him before.
No, you haven't.
I have. I just interviewed him a couple of weeks ago here in San Diego.
And you're joking. Like, do you know English?
I don't remember. It's either the translator. It's one or the other.
I'm pretty sure no one didn't translate. He's pretty decent. See if you got something on his Instagram. But are we set up the screen sharing here? Because I know. Yeah, see if you can find his Instagram. And maybe he's got something on there that he can share. Bivol does that. Where he's speaking some English. I think it's actually a lot better than most.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. But no, as far as the shit talk is concerned, I just think that, you know, it's not necessary when, you know, it's not real. So, It was real with Caleb Plant. I think,
I know, man. And you may be right, but I feel like it adds to the fight. You know, Tom Brown wanted to make it seem as if PBC did a lot to promote Canelo's last fight, which maybe they did, but that slap was heard around the world. Oh, you okay? Okay. Hello, Daniel. Look at me. Yeah, listen. This is like a show, but it's still our. I have to look at you. Okay,
let's look
this
at each other.
It's strange now.
Because
you're looking at cameras, right?
Well, see, not just that, but no, usually you look to your left, and I look to my right.
Yeah, man. But I'm really like. Kind of walked out with this topic, to be real, you know what I mean? It's like no one's really excited. This is not what I wanted. We're in David's house for a reason. Everybody wanted David, Charlo, fuck, man, Makabu. Honestly, Makabu would have been more exciting for a casual fan because it's the you know, the unknown. Can he, will he be knocked out? Like, yes, Bivol is a division above. Yes, Bivol is amongst hardcore considered a good fighter, but there's no threat there for the casual fan the way that there was with Gennady Golovkin.
And at the end of the day, it's something that Canelo's done before. Like, he's gone a light heavy before.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, yeah, that's cool, but you did
and
it
again,
already.
For the casual fan, this is just another Russian. They don't know that Kovalev had a bad liver and used to drink. They don't know that he's been knocked out before. It's just another Russian to them, so... I'm kind of taking it like it's just another Russian. Like, I'm not even like really who's picking
him. I mean, so in the fight with Kovalev, most people picked Canelo, right?
Mm-hmm.
But many could argue that Kovalev could have possibly been up, or it was a very close fight up to that point. He had a lot of success.
Yeah, I mean, those arguments don't really make sense, Danny. You know, people used to say that about Khan, remember? Oh, he was winning up until Danny Garcia clipped him. Like, that's what a fight is about. Like, you know, oh, Matisse was doing good, but then his eye got swollen. Danny punched him in the eye. Like, I don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, it's part of boxing.
No, it's definitely...
Can't discredit... take away from the performance because something like that, you know, caused a certain type of outcome. I don't know. Bivol, right? Oh, I mean, people thought Kovalev was winning on the scorecards at the time of the stoppage. So Bivol is a fresher, younger boxer. Arguable that he's better just because of discipline alone. Like, Kovalev's always had discipline issues, you know, before Buddy McGirt. John David Jack set those secrets out the bag, so maybe Bivol is just a better version of.
And then the thing is too, if you're Canelo, let's say he was down in that Kovalev fight, right? What if you don't get the knockout? You know what I'm saying? Because you're relying
I think that's because they knew he could be knocked out. See, Bivol's never been knocked out, so Canelo's not going for a knockout. I think the game plan in the Kovalev fight was attack the body, we'll get him late. The dude just came out of a fight with Anthony Yard. It was a war. We didn't give him enough time to heal. We're going to push him. We're going to push his engine till it blows. I don't think that's going to be the case with Bivol. Bivol's a young dude in his prime, and this is his first opportunity. Unlike Kovalev, he already had, you know, the dance with Ward twice.
Right.
So he's been to the heights. Not to say that Canelo isn't the highest, which he's the mountaintop, but Kovalev was prepared for that moment. This is Bivol's first. So he's coming into it with all that anxiety and all that, like, mental wanting to accomplish, wanting to be the first to beat Canelo. And it's crazy we say first because, you know, he hasn't lost in so long, and Mayweather is retired. But the first of these fighters' eras to get a win over him, and this version of Canelo, you know, no matter who you are, hardcore, you know, casual, a Mayweather fan, a Canelo fan, we'll all agree Canelo was young. He was young. I'm not taking anything away from the win. I think that Floyd wiped him.
It was a
master class.
Like the,
but that, he was young.
That moment, there's so many moments in that fight that could be used in a
just think
in
about
a,
it
in a boxing tutorial video.
Think about it. Think about it, because people will say, "Oh, that's what you Latinos do. You make the excuse." Now he was young after Floyd whooped his ass when the fight was happening. Y'all thought he was gonna win. Cool. But now imagine Nico Ali fighting Canelo tomorrow. It's just that simple. That's how old Canelo was when he fought fucking Floyd. Nobody will sanction Nico Ali Walsh to fight Canelo today. But that's what we did all those years ago. So
I think it's different, though.
Oh, yeah?
Canelo had 40 fights.
Canelo had,
started at 15.
He did start
again,
at 15.
Again, we use context. Look at Amenasa. He was just in our studio. That was Canelo. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, oh, everybody calls in because they never watched it, and they're not putting it into perspective. But, like, Amenasa is Canelo in 2 years. Amenasa turns pro. That's like Canelo. So I don't know what we're talking about. Like, he's still a kid at 15. He's still a child. Still a child.
No, he's still a child.
You got to look both ways before he crosses the street at 15.
He's still a child. What I'm getting at, though, as far as the Nico Ali Walsh comparison is that Canelo had already been world champion. You get what I'm saying? Like, Canelo.
You're right. Because he beat Trout.
You know.
He beat Trout.
So Canelo had, as far as big stage, big moment, pay-per-view, like, as far as world-class, Canelo had that experience. The age, I'll give you. But as far as the boxing experience, you get what I'm saying? Obviously,
it wasn't enough experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you watch Road to Greatness, the team thought they did have enough. The team was told not to fight Trout, and the team was told not to fight Floyd. The team thought they had enough experience. So, you know, that's really up to the individual, just like Loma decided to go for a world title in two fights. And Keyshawn is talking about next year, and he only got 6 or 8 fights. So it's up to the individual. He still was 21.
23.
Oh, okay. Okay. Damn, I thought he was 21.
23.
Nice. Almanac status. Who was 23? So that would be Shakur.
Devin Haney. No, Shakur's 24. Devin Haney's 23, though.
Right on time.
So Shakur or Devin would have to fight who?
Yeah, like, and it's
the
tough.
Equivalent of Floyd. Like, and is not even a dominant person.
There's not. And it's tough, right, because it's like, Devin's
Tank.
It's like Boots versus
even though
Canelo
Tank
right
isn't
now.
Older than them by a lot, he's still older than them the way Floyd was older than Canelo, and he's still more accomplished than them. He's a 4-division champ. He's done way more pay-per-views.
Boots versus Canelo.
Oh, so is it 4-time champ?
Yeah, because he won twice at 30, 35, and 40.
No problem. I said it wrong.
No,
I meant to say 4-time champ,
yeah,
not 4-division. So he's a 4-time champ, 3-division champ. You know,
pay-per-view star.
He's got the experience. He would be the equivalent of Floyd for
and even that still doesn't. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, you know, you're not gonna sit here and say, yeah, that's equal, because it's not. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not. But I think that is the closest thing to it, though.
How far off are we from something like that?
From something like what?
Shakur, Tank, Devin, Tank.
Realistically?
Yeah, man.
I think like 5 years, bro.
5 years.
Word.
I think in 5 years, Shakur's a welterweight. Like, hypothetically going off of Bob Arum's last quotes, it doesn't make sense to unify, and I'm paraphrasing. Or excuse me, undispute, which means Shakur is moving up. So now you're at 35.
Not necessarily. I think if you're Bob, I think that Navarrete fight interests him at 30. I think
moving Navarrete up.
Yes. I think that's a fight that
I don't think that's what they're gonna do.
I think that's
they had some other quotes when he said that the Gutierrez and the Ogawa or whatever fight,
Ogawa
fight wasn't good. He mentioned some other names from his stable, I believe. Anything in the chat from the listeners? Maybe they read the article.
We got poll in the chat. And the poll is, are you excited for the Canelo versus Dimitri Bivol fight tomorrow? We got 76% saying, yes, I'm ready. Let's go. 11% say, no, I'm not interested or watching it. And then we got 13% who says, I wanted another opponent. Look like everybody pretty much ready.
Yeah, I'm with that 13% mental vote.
You wanted somebody else?
Of course. I never wanted Bivol. What did Bivol do? And I don't mean that in a, traditional sense that detractors use, right? Like, I don't mean like, oh, who is he for? I mean, like, what'd he do? Like, he was just sitting in some corner saying nothing. Like, why the fuck are we picking this guy? Like, what is he bringing to the table?
It was nothing else.
I get it. And again, I want people listening because they're going to call, oh, Ness, you're such a hypocrite. You know, what does Charlo bring to the table? What did Yurden bring? That's not what I'm saying when I'm saying these words. Don't take it literal. I'm saying, but what does he bring to the table? Like, he don't got a fan base. He don't have a personality. He don't got a YouTube channel. Like, my man, does he got followers? Like, who is this dude? You know what I'm saying? So, I wanted some. I'm with that 13%. I'm sorry. What about you?
So, even though you're with
where are you on the vote?
Even though you're...
Don't answer a question. I was first.
Hold on. That's cool.
And I'm going to run through the poll
but
again.
But even though you're at 13%, mm-hmm. are you still not looking forward to the fight tomorrow night?
You always look forward to a Canelo event like you always look forward to a Mayweather event.
That was the question. Are you excited for the Canelo Bivol fight tomorrow?
And I said, no, I'm with the 13%. I wanted another opponent. That's
so
how I answered the
question.
You're
not excited, but you're looking forward to it.
No, that's not what the answer is. My answer is the 13%.
Yeah, but fuck the answers. Just answer the question. Are you excited for Canelo Bivol fight tomorrow night?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. I have a bit of interest because of the 175 pound element. You know, like can he do it type of thing. But
so nothing to do with. All right, cool. They've already announced better be if Smith. Canelo could fight the winner of that.
Nothing to do with that because this guy is he's the driver of his own car. You know, he could easily fucking yank the EBs up and turn the steering wheel left and fight Makabu.
Bro, I'm not protecting them. I just said I don't see none of them fighting each other in the next 5 years.
Who's saying you're protecting them? Let the audience know.
Everybody in the chat saying I'm protecting them by saying they won't fight it. I'm just being honest. I think it's going to be shit just like Floyd Pack. Like, I think the two at the top of that division or whatever division they had at the time, they're not going to fight each other for like 5 years. And
it's going to be difficult going back to that because, like I said, Shakur, now you're giving him more time at 30 by giving him Navarrete. I was trying to, you know, escalate things by having to move up to 35 now and at least being
you
with
just
those.
Don't think it's too soon, though?
But that's my point. At least if he moves up now, he's in the division with them because if he doesn't, right, and we do use your timeline of 5 years and we do use your Navarrete fight, that means Tank might move up. You know, that means Devin most certainly might move up. Like, it's already a thing amongst our community
as
to whether or not he wins the Camboso fight and just
I think the beauty about it is that I feel like with all those men, they cap at 47.
That is true. That is true. So you're saying because they can't go no further, eventually they'll catch each other, but then it gives more credence to you and your statement that it may take 5 years. It may take 5 years because
Shakur
would be at the end of that race unless he continues this pace. You know, he is on a fast pace. He might jump up.
He became champion at 26 in 2019, became champion at 30 in 2021.
Bo, go to theboxervoice.com/rankings. Let me know who's the champs at 35.
Right now we got a super chat.
I mean, it's two, George Kambosos and Devin Haney.
The first super chat of the day.
That's
from Real Dude Uprising.
But I don't think, hold on.
and that's the thing.
I don't think Devin State is. So,
but this is the thing. Bob already trying to put Shakur versus Devin. Like after Devin beat Shakur beat Valdez, they asked him about Devin on live TV and fighting Devin. That was the first question. The network. That's the narrative they wanted to push.
What was the response?
I don't know, something like he wanted to be undisputed. But now he's hearing his promoter say, fuck undisputed. Those fights ain't big. Those fights ain't worth it. So now he gotta go talk to James Prince and him and see what really is good and not good. And go ahead, Bo.
And what weight? 135?
Yeah, we know that. You're right. It's 35. You answered it. So, and that's what I'm saying. There's no easy title shot for him. So, like, is he going to 35 for a fight? A big fight with no belt while he waits for the belts to be vacant? I mean, I don't know, man.
Lomachenko.
I did see Shakur put out a quote saying that's the dude he'll fight right now. But that will have to be at 130. What is he going to do? Move to 135 and fight it for no belt? I don't think so.
Had a chance to dispute it next?
I don't think so.
We got
I don't see that happening.
All I'm saying is supposedly it's for Devin, right? It's supposed to be George Loma.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Loma got to fight somebody until he gets his turn for the ass whooping. Why can't Shakur whoop his ass before Devin whoop his ass?
I don't know. That doesn't seem like a likely option. Cool. For Shakur and Loma, maybe they do it. They know each other. They're familiar. They definitely got 12 rounds, Shakur told me. He sparred with them. So it's a possibility. But that would be a perfect world, Danny. Come on. Like, Shakur fights Valdez and his next fight is Lomachenko for no belt. Like, first that means him and his team who are in this for money, right? You're in it for legacy. Your team is in it for money. Your manager is here for money. Your promoter is here for money. You know what I mean? You, your trainer, you guys are out here for legacy. So now you're dropping legacy because you're not going to undispute. You're not going to fight Devin and whoever because it's busy. You're just going to fight a dude for a non-title fight.
Yeah, but think about it, bro. If it's supposed to be for Devin, George Loma, if Shakur beat his ass, then that means you next up for that undisputed pay-per-view.
In theory, the contract says Loma. In theory, you know, and again, you and I both know Devin can win belt and move up. And never give George a rematch like Floyd never gave it to Oscar.
I hope he does.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot that can go on, man. I mean, I don't think that is wise to guess early. It's so many moving parts.
No, I don't think it's guessing as much as it is just throwing ideas out there. But we got Real Dude Uprising with a $5 super chat. Says, bro, he's like any of us who love of boxing, but we aren't excited for the fight itself. We are just watching him drive. And obviously this in reference to your comments regarding Canelo Bivol tomorrow night. So
in reference to the poll, which is at 8% for yes, I'm ready, let's go. So it looks like more people are voting. We got 210 votes right now, and the poll started 16 minutes ago. And the majority definitely says they're ready for the fight tomorrow.
I don't know. I feel like Real Dude Boxing is siding with me. I think he's saying the same thing I'm saying, you know. He's saying, but we aren't excited. So, like, he's with me. This isn't what he wanted.
But at the end of the day, it's still going to be a good fight, right? You don't think so?
No, of course there's the element of danger. Did he bite off more than he can chew?
Do you think at this point people just now overlook anybody that
of course, he's too good. I mean, how many people have we interviewed? What happened the other day, right? We had Nico Ali Walsh in there. What did he say? He'll beat anybody. Doesn't matter. Whoever it is, he beats him. It's like, you think he beats Rivas, the heavyweight? Yeah, he beats him. Usyk, yeah, he beats him. So it's like Floyd. You've gotten to a level where, you know, people just don't think you will lose. And it's sad because I remember being in this bubble with Floyd and never betting. Never betting. Imagine the millions you could have made if you just put money line on Floyd.
Every time.
Every time. Just take out a mortgage and put it on Floyd. Money line. Money line. Money line. Money line.
Madeline, would you have let Ness take out a mortgage to bet on Floyd?
Of course not. I wouldn't have let myself, just like now. I'm picking Canelo. I'm overlooking this fight. I don't care. I'm not excited.
Was there a fight you ever thought, like, going into, like, Floyd has?
Never.
Crazy.
Never.
We got a $5 super chat from Jaime Hernandez show. Who said, we need to be pushing for a Benavidez versus Better Beef.
Yo, that's the beauty of this show. All my picks and all my thoughts have been recorded for the last 11 years or more. So definitely with the Canelo, you can feel my energy. There was no way he was not getting it done. I never once believed it. Same thing with Pacquiao. Never once believed it. Like, and you see, it was the same thing with the Earl situation. Like, that's how I felt. The way I felt about Pacquiao fighting Floyd, like, there's no way. But obviously Pacquiao had this huge fan base, and there's, like, plenty of people to argue with telling you that, no, he's going to beat Floyd. He's too fast. He's a southpaw. You know, oh, they've been keeping Floyd away from southpaw. And I'm just like, bro, Floyd's the sick. I mean, you like, you got your own little phrase. Yo, you put him in the back and smoke him. That was my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew he couldn't lose. Yeah. I knew it. And I don't feel as strongly about Canelo as I did about Floyd, obviously. I just don't, because he gets hit a lot. Nothing like Floyd. Kovalev hit him. I mean, who didn't hit him? You understand? Yeah, there's a method to his, you know, a reason. You kind of like Tank, you know, they take some shots to land that big shot, but one day it's going to be a shot you thought you could take that's going to put you down. It just hit the right place.
Maybe.
No, it just got to hit the right spot, like a center punch. You ever use the center punch to bust a window? It's just got to hit the right place, man. You down. Your motor skills just...
Yeah, but I'm saying, what if that punch don't land? It never landed on Floyd. Like, yeah, he got rocked, but
it did land on Floyd. McDonough didn't have enough. Moses didn't have enough.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, then that's not landing it. To me, bro, it's like you use a center punch, you're going to punch through the fucking window every
time.
Absolutely. You get what I'm saying? So when I land on that button, motherfucker, you going out. You out of that. You get what I'm saying?
True. Some people need follow-up punch. You know, Moseley never threw the left hook. He landed a big right hand, allowed himself to get clinched. Floyd literally had no legs. He bear hugged him, or rather not bear hugged him, but bear hugged arms. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. I remember that shit.
We got a $2 super chat from RYU Reaper.
Ryu Reaper.
Who says, Haney versus Nello today, ? Is equal to Mayweather versus Nello in 2013.
Negative, man. Canelo didn't move up from 135 to fight. He was moving down in weight. He sucked down a fight.
You think
Floyd.
Maybe he's talking about skill levels at, you know, at this point in their career? So
nah, man, not even. Canelo had more experience. Devin Haney fought a current world champion. This is his first current world champion. He fought former world champions. It's not the same. You know, you gotta look deeper. Yo, he fought Trout, who was a southpaw that beat Cotto. It wasn't just a champion he beat. He beat a fucking real champ that still ain't been knocked out. You understand what I'm saying?
To this day.
To this day. Like, he still ain't been knocked out. Like, and they'll diminish Trout because I seen them do it on this show. But that's this version is 10 years later, man.
We got Jaime Nieto with a $10 super chat.
What up, Jaime? Welcome back. You know he was in the force too, right? Like, not the force. That's not how you use it, right? It's the service.
The service.
Service.
Thank
word.
You for
the
your
force.
Services, Nieto.
The force is like, is when you're a cop, right?
Man,
That's what cops.
It's all the same, bro. To me, it was
all the same.
It was a 9-to-5, bro. But
it ain't the same. I mean, let's talk about that. Why didn't you become like, I don't know, like a part-time officer, right? Like, don't you guys get automatically selected or get preference or, I don't know?
We get, like, so if I would have chose to, like, go be a cop.
Or a CO, right?
Yeah, I would have got, like, extra points to, like, get in, so.
But you're not interested? You're not, are you a gun guy?
Nah, like, I got guns, but it ain't like, some of these cats, too, you know.
Is he really?
Yeah,
it ain't like your boy. It ain't like your boy, NBA young boy.
my
man be having everything. He crazy.
Ain't my man's, but yeah, bro, that's an expensive hobby. Let me tell you.
What, shooting or
absolutely? That's
how much is ammo?
But I mean, it just really depends on the
round.
So
damn much. COVID screwed up everything with guns and ammo.
It depends on the round.
Wow.
Then when the pandemic kicked off, I loaded up on ammo.
Oh, you were smart.
And
he was one of those, what is it, day preppers?
Yeah, doomsday prepper.
I wasn't even a doomsday prepper, bro. I just knew the shit was going to get expensive. I wasn't even out here.
Yeah, I don't even have basements over here in Vegas.
Nope, sure don't.
The kolache.
What the fuck is that?
It's a substance in the ground that, it doesn't prevent you, but it makes it extremely hard to dig further, right?
Oh.
So it's basically like a cap, and Once you hit kolache, it just makes it a lot harder to.
It's like a keep. Like a stone.
Yeah, it just make exactly.
There
exactly.
are houses in Vegas with basements. It's just few and far between and expensive.
And all custom builds, you know, because of that and how expensive that then makes it.
Back to Jaime Nieto's super chat. He actually said I'm gonna read it exactly how he put it. He said,
You gotta fix it for these guys.
Bruh.
You gotta be like the teacher.
The first thing don't even make sense.
Let me do it. Right. He says, so what up, guys? Love the show. Would love to come see y'all at the studio when y'all back in town. That's cool. I'm hyped for the Canelo this weekend. Absolutely, Jaime. We are back in studio. Drop by Sunday. Trav, are you guys gonna be able to? Oh, we'll do it in the other room, right? Yeah, Sunday 3:00. We got some people coming by at 3:00. I forgot who else I told 3:00. Oh, my man with the chain.
Oh,
Tony Salgado. Tony.
Tony coming by.
He coming by. I think he's coming Sunday or because he leaves Monday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, word. That's what's up.
See, Bo, that wasn't hard.
I mean, you added a D, you changed two to so, which was actually right,
yeah.
And you changed live to love.
Which is also right.
I can't do all that correction, you know.
I mean,
I'm just going to read it how they wrote it, but I get it. If it's easy to fix, I'm going to fix it. But you were doing some good constructive
Did you guys get to text Bulldog Boxing?
We sure did not.
He says, if Nello fights Ryder next, I'm done with this man. Thumbs down.
Yeah, I have to defend Canelo there. Canelo is entitled to fight not just John Ryder, but fuck, give him Caleb Truax. Give him Porky Medina.
Bro,
give him David Lemieux.
He could fight Joe.
Give him Stephen Rose.
Not Joe Elvis.
Give him Edgar Belanga. You know, give him any other dudes that these other dudes are fighting. Let him fight Lecky. Like
Jaime Nieto with another fight.
My man fought so many people. Like, why the fuck does he got to keep fighting threat after threat after threat? No one done that.
No, everybody does it in the sport of boxing.
Yeah, right. And the imagination of your magical fucking bullshit Jack and a Beanstalk fucking sport. Not this one.
Jaime
Nieto.
Let's
go, Jaime.
With a $5 super chat that says, I'm about to sit.
He said, I meant. To come see y'all at the studio when y'all get back. My bad, just woke up.
Nah, you good, man. That's autocorrect. That wasn't true.
Okay.
The iPhones.
And then Oscar with a $5 super chat. Did you guys see who Canelo considered his 5 toughest fights? I got Canelo under 9. Hopefully,
I didn't see that.
Hopefully he gets through these 3 fights to go back and fight Charlo or David.
Let me see. Did you guys see who Canelo considered his 5 toughest fights? I got Canelo under 9. Hopefully he gets through this 3 fights and back to Charlo or David. Prayers emoji. Why do they have such a hard time reading these guys? You guys write perfect. These dudes don't know how to read, man.
No, y'all write.
You guys are amazing. You're amazing. See, I'm on a different level. When I smoke, I can just, I put the letters in the right places.
Mo.
Nah, actually, sometimes they move out, and I'm like, what?
He said move out. He's funny.
Yo, we got 446 watching. And, you know, David Benavidez actually is in the house, but he told us he's not coming out of his room until we got 1,000 people watching. So,
yeah,
go figure.
Smash the thumbs up.
You know, tell a friend to tell a friend. We might get David out here to talk about that hot boxing with Mike moment, right? You know, like, what's he think?
About have when we ever talked? Was on there.
Yeah.
Okay,
have
okay.
we ever talked to David about that? Like, has anyone ever asked him about that? Like, yo, what's your thoughts on...
Copier.
David and
they said it was delivered.
Delivered to who? And they left the coffee outside with the garden man.
I mean, this
shout out to How to Think.
A bit unique.
This crib is a bit unique.
Yeah, like
the castle.
You got to walk through a little patio thing, then you got to walk past the water fountain.
If you ain't got a fountain, you ain't got a mansion.
It's nice.
If you ain't got koi fish in your fountain, you don't have a mansion. Don't lie to yourself. You need koi fish. You need horses.
Is
lemon
there horses
tree.
Here?
Yeah, there's horses.
I'm not surprised, but this is by far the nicest house I've ever been to in my life. And I only been in like
it's
one.
Right, it's right.
In the restroom. When I went in the bathroom, I didn't know the mirrors be throwing
I'm
me
not
off,
into,
bro.
I'm not into the whole Spanish tavern style.
The mirrors threw me up. I thought it was
can
something behind the wall.
Can I just say about,
wall.
Bo, last night we got to the place we're staying at, and he's like, bro, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. There's all these mirrors here, bro.
Yeah,
I thought it was
yo,
like people around
Bo,
me, but it
Bo
was just
goes
me.
Into another dimension when he's looking at mirrors. He's in a different galaxy.
Bro, it's too many mirrors. I'm, like, confused.
Intergalactic
I'm
doors.
Myself, but look, it's another bed right there. It's dark. I'm, like, losing my mind in that place.
He's legit serious, too.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm used to going to the same places over and over, but when I started getting in these new places and it's mirrors and hidden walls and stuff like that, it confuses me.
So, Bo, man, tell everybody about your confirmation experience, man. You almost missed your flight yesterday.
Definitely almost missed my flight. We were checking emails and stuff. We never actually got the confirmation number. And there's no harm, no foul. But I get there and they ask them for my confirmation number. I give them some information and they say it wasn't right. So
and where'd like, you put the 20 gloves?
But I got like these boxing gloves that were being handed to me out of the car by some guy at the front of the airport.
This
so,
is such an inside joke.
Security,
I'm sorry to laugh.
Nah, seriously, like security looking at me.
Whoa,
they call the police officer over and everything.
Y'all met up at the airport?
We met up at the airport.
And him and the glove guy.
You and the glove
guy? Yo, throw me a glove.
I thought y'all met up at the studio.
Nah, bro. I waited at the studio for 2 hours for him, but the gloves hadn't arrived. Shout out to Steph, man. The gloves look great. Shout out to Sabas. Show him the glove, baby.
So we got a collaboration
super
here.
Nice. Super
with
nice.
With Sabas, as you can see, this is Sabas. And then the Baxton voice.
What's that?
So when David wakes
up. What the U.S. for?
Small black.
You said medium.
So when David wakes up, we have him.
Thank you.
Filmalo. Filmalo, which means sign it. And then look, even this on the thumb, white and black. Oh, wait, white and black. It's pretty dope,
that's
man.
Super nice. How many ounces you think
and
that glove is?
And it feels so good. It says 10 ounces. I don't think it's 10 because these are official signature gloves, custom made by Sabas for the Boxing Voice. So
I'm impressed that they lace gloves.
But the leather is so much better. You know, I'm very happy we went with these. We still have another set to look at and see are they going to be better, which maybe, maybe not. We'll see. But these feel really good. The leather feels very good. And I've had, I mean, at least, 25 dozen of the Everlast signature ones, you know, they've sponsored me. They've given me over 250 gloves. So, I think I'm pretty qualified to say that these are better.
He said, I think I'm pretty qualified.
I swear, I had about 250 or more Everlast gloves. I used to get them by the box, bro. Just delivered them, you know. These actually feel real. I think this might be a real glove design. And less padding.
No, that's exactly what he said.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, I wasn't at the meeting.
No, that's exactly
so
what
there you
said.
Go. You see how fucking qualified I am?
Word.
That's dope.
The glove is
literally
the glove is the thickness of your hand. Like, it's just another hand on top of you, but there's no extra padding in there.
No, it's padding. It's definitely padding. But no, it's not padding to fucking go and fight. You hit somebody with this. This is an MMA glove. This probably is 4 ounces.
It's like a slap boxing glove or something.
This is 4 ounces for sure.
You rock somebody shit with
no,
that.
No, David.
Glove.
Maybe that should be the punishment.
Hell no.
What?
Let David hit Danny with this glove.
I'm with it.
Stomach.
I'm with it.
Ryan Garcia.
I get
no matter who loses.
I get to wear the pants.
Ryan
right?
Garcia.
Nah, no matter who loses, Danny got
to
get it.
Ryan Garcia hit that very famous guy to the stomach the other day. Here, put this in front of your Starbucks because they don't promote us. Put that right in front.
In front of your Starbucks.
In front of your Starbucks.
Yep. Right.
No, lay it down, Danny.
Yeah. We got $2 super chat from Texas Bulldog Boxing who says, Kobe never told Vince Carter play someone else.
Yeah, you guys got to help me with that. You know I don't watch.
Because fight.
Pretty much fighters telling another fighter to fight somebody else or whatever.
I'm sorry. I'm deep.
And Jaime Nieto with another 49 super chat says, glad TBV in Vegas now. I was in the military for 20 years and I've never smoked. So I'm ready.
Oh!
TBB for life. Maybe some Info Joe pastries, LOL.
Yo, oh, we got some pastries at the store. Jaime.
Jaime Nieto.
Oh, yeah,
that's
Jaime.
That's his third. That's three.
Jaime.
Thank you, brother.
All you got to do is roll through, and, you know, we're going to get you right.
Yeah, man. This fire extinguishes at Sticky Paws is because we smoke so much. Listen, I was going to say something. Oh, my God. It slipped my mind. Oh, I was going to say how marvelous I look in this chair. Honestly, right? Like some throne type shit. I'm really feeling it. And then the yellow pop.
Brandon Lynn.
You know what, though? If I got to do the show in this chair tomorrow, I can't wear my shirt. I'm going to be like, I'm going to disappear.
You going to take your shirt off?
Well, I brought a very high yellow Canelo shirt. I mean, the same one, but in yellow. And you can find these on our website at theboxingvoice.com/store. Get your Canelo Alvarez shirt. Goes in. Now my shoulders look padded.
Message just said you turn your Starbucks cup around, too.
Yeah, I know.
I got a message from someone.
But I need to clean it. I don't even want to just hover this thing over me. It's like a pool of coffee there.
We got $5 super chat from Brandon Lenz who says, Ness, all jokes aside, give me a Benavidez glove.
Yeah, man.
Brandon
Lenz. We can't
producer.
Do that. It would be unfair. It would be unfair to, you know, allow you to get a glove just because you're part of the team. You know what I mean? Because what about all those other people that's just like tuning in, trying to like win?
I actually think if you're a part of the team, you shouldn't be able to win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's right that, like, you can cut the line. That's like, I don't know. Who was it? Somebody was like, oh, give me that glove. That's your core glove. And it's like, bruh. Yeah, Sosa Smith. I fuck with Sosa, too. You a super chat king. But, like, bro.
Sosa.
Jordan's been a pound for pound for, like, fucking 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So, I owe you. You know what I mean? For sure. So it's like, you know, there's been people supporting that are up. It's like mandatory challenges. You know what I'm saying? You ain't the mandatory yet, champ.
It hurt my heart the time I got to ship something nice out, like the Julian Jackson glove. Shout out to the
Damn, hurt your heart. You sound jealous.
I am jealous when I got to ship it out. Like, man, I would really love to have this. But
oh, hey, you got a man cave?
Nah, I ain't got, bruh. I just moved, so I've been living Holiday Inn near the bathroom.
My friend, I'm talking about your other house back home in Tennessee, Nashville.
Yeah, I mean,
ain't that same place?
It was a 2-bedroom, and it was just me living there for the most of the time. So yeah, the whole crib was a man cave. I had to pull up and dip machine in the living room, bro.
What the hell?
I was living a dream. My girl hadn't moved in just like pretty much before I moved.
Which means you were single at the time.
Technically, yes.
Yeah,
technically,
ain't no woman letting you have a dip machine.
Word.
Nah, she with, but I'm a naturally thinner guy, so they want me to work out, bro, and stay strong. You know what I'm saying? Stay looking good. So yeah, dip machine in the living room.
It's funny, man. When me and my girl first got that, I had the I don't even know what they called now. I used to be just like you, Ken. I used to love doing handstands and all that. But
you can do handstands?
Nah, he can't. He looks very weak.
He look like he can flip or something like that.
No, he
I
can
be
flip.
Surprised.
He can flip, but handstands and, you know, I forgot what it's called. What's the thing where you... Nah, not Parker. That's what he does.
P90X.
Oh, what the... P90. No, it's like in the Olympics, it's called, I think, a horse.
Equestrian?
But you can buy it, and it's two bars to practice on the floor.
Oh, gymnastics. I don't know what the...
Balance beam?
No. I guess we'll take that double bars.
Confused.
So I used to could do that, like, you know, from sitting on the floor, pop up, and then turn it into a full handstand.
So you can do
kind of half push up. What? I did it in front of Wilder and everything. It's on YouTube. I'm saying you be sleeping on me.
I ain't sleeping.
Just like my 40 something pull ups. Is on YouTube with a 45-pound vest. Like,
no, I'm saying
I
so
can
you
do anything
what
I want. Like,
from the floor?
Honestly, I'm a firm believer that. What people say, again, I've been in all those phrases, but that one phrase about, like, whatever you put your mind to, I swear I haven't met the thing I can't do yet.
I'm with you on that.
100%. I mean, obviously, interview certain fighters, that's something different, but, I mean, even that I did. Even the ones that hate me, I've already interviewed you at least.
That's why I like Amanaza's interview specifically, because he was saying things that he's seen. That stuff going to happen just because he... genuinely, thoroughly believes it with everything in him.
Absolutely.
That everything he's saying going to happen. So I believe just because he believes it.
Nah, but that's something now with the team we have around us. Those fighters hate you.
They're going to love us.
Now they still going
to holler at listen, you. Honestly, in my head, I've given us a timeline of 6 months. You know, once we're in the building for 6 months, it's a wrap.
What about the who followed us yesterday? I feel like that should just be mentioned at least because that was pretty big.
Yo.
Who followed us?
And said it would
and
be
was
an
chopping
honor.
It up with you.
Yeah, they was chopping it up with me. They said it'd be an honor to be on the show.
Who's that?
Royce the 5'9".
That was funny. That was funny, man, because...
That was
random,
bro.
So random. We're all logged into the Instagram, so we all get the fucking notification like, oh, shit, Royce just followed us.
And we was on the phone at the same time, so it was interesting that it happened just the way it happened.
Yeah, no, that was dope.
Immediate conference call, like, yo, somebody hit up, somebody follow him back. Yo,
but
invite him to the show.
We weren't even talking because it was just already on the phone talking, and all three of us were in the same, like, phone call, and
yo,
we all seen
that
at the same time.
The fact that he said he would fly out was crazy.
Whoa.
He said it ain't nothing but a flight. That don't sound like, yeah, just buy me a flight and I can come.
No.
But I'm not saying we won't.
Just to give the audience context.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, yo, I'd love to get you on a show next time you're in town. He's like, you know.
I will be in town anytime soon.
No, he was like, where's in town? I'm like, Vegas. He's like, you know, I don't make it out to Vegas much these days, but it ain't nothing but a flight. So... And then he said it would be an honor, you know, to be on the show.
Now we know people. Text Madison right now, letting them know that we made connection with 5'9", letting him know let Ebonics know what could they do.
Mm.
Maybe we could get Royce out here.
See, now you're thinking like a boss. Now you're thinking like a boss.
Come on,
I actually like that because I didn't make that connection.
It's
almost 24. Actually, it's been like 12.
Come on, man.
Listen, that was good.
Listen, I'm always putting people in positions of power, and that's what I fucking do. Now we get Royce with Ebonics. Ebonics gets him a gig.
Don't tell the game plan, bro. Everybody,
bro.
Cut your computers off. Don't listen to this.
I fucked up his name.
DJ Ebonics, bro.
Oh, Ebonics. Shit, he dropped the E. Where else Ebonics come from? Bonics can't be like a...
What if that's the name, bro?
From Ebonics.
No.
Even though he don't look like a dude that would use Ebonics. Let's be real. Like, he's very nice and...
We got CRB1 with a infamous $2 super chat.
The extra... Listen,
$2.
Listen, $2 super chats are haters, but CRB1 is a hater. He's a Wilder fan, and ever since Wilder lost, he's been mad at everybody. Yeah! To love me, now he only DMs me to tell me and Danny fat.
And he said today, glad to see Ness stop dressing like it's 1995.
Told you.
So that's a compliment.
No, it's not.
But it's like
backhanded.
Backhanded.
It's called
compliment.
Backhanded compliment. I told you, he's been mad. You got to get over it, man. Wilder lost 3 years ago. Let it go, man. Like, these dudes be
don't
so mad.
Don't everybody believe in Google?
Google that shit. We got a Crown 79 that says, good morning, TBV. Fire emoji.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Good morning to you. B-Lo member for 14 months at the contender level. He says, keep grinding, TBV Canelo. Unanimous decision. Great job getting in this watch party with a bandera roja. TBV Earth Challenge on Memorial Day. Let's do it. Glove emoji. And then we got Jaime Nieto with another fucking
super
chat.
That's like number five right
there. He said, just sending love because I've been away for a minute, but I'm back. Been watching TBV for almost 12 years since I've been in Vegas.
Damn.
And
shout out to who was that?
Jaime Nieto again.
Shout out to Jaime.
And then we got Victor Banuelos. He says, if Canelo loses this fight, see, I should probably start reading
Victor, are you the truck driver? Victor the truck driver?
Shit.
I never made that connection. Is this Victor the truck driver who used to call in? And Victor Banuelos, the super chess all the time.
Mm. He says, if Canelo loses this fight and loses the rematch, what's next for him?
Triple G and Rada. What happened? What was next for AJ? You know what I'm saying? Like, dude's tripping. Like, what was next for Wilder? Like, people lose and then they fight. Like, what was next for Abner when Johnny knocked him out? Like, this is a sport. Not everybody's going to fucking win, bro. It's so crazy.
Well, what was next for Abner was supposed to be Johnny again.
And it wasn't. That's what I'm saying. So, like, there's always something. It's never over.
Ooh,
unless
we need
you want
that.
It
we
to
need
be.
That. We need that. Bro, it's this, what's the name?
What?
It's like
what?
A soundbite.
What?
It's giving
what?
Something.
What?
We need
what?
That soundbite. Brandon know what I'm talking about.
Pass me that vape out that front pocket.
We got CRB1
right
with
you,
another
super chat for you too.
That says,
hate is love and
Travis,
hate
get
at
him
the
a,
same
get
time.
Get him a chair closer to the ground, please. You should not be above me.
Okay, so you say hate is love and hate at the same time.
See, I'm trying to stand up as straight as possible because he's on this high-ass chair. My man's like a fucking big kid on a high chair right now.
Who?
I got to be like this.
Who?
And look, and if I stand up straight to get higher than him, I get myself out the shot. So I actually got to slouch. Like, look, if I stand straight, out, slouch, in. Straight, out. All right. I ain't want the garden in. I get it. Shout out to Jardin, though.
Jardin. Not to be confused with the garden behind us outside of the window.
Jardin, you getting better, bro. You did it perfect that time.
Nah, I'm going to just always pronounce it in Spanish.
Because that's how it's pronounced in real life.
Yeah, because that's the name. It's not supposed to be garden.
When I was in the Uber, though, he definitely said Jardin. And
who?
The Uber driver who said he's been here for like 34 years.
Because he's
American.
Not part of the company.
Yeah, and American.
CRB1.
I mean, like, look.
Bring me along, CRB1.
I'm part of the company.
Super chat. It's a $5 super chat.
He loves doing that.
That says, Ness, stop, bro. I'm not one of these Wilder fans that work for FedEx, bro. Mm. Broke dude.
Now he's talking about money. He loves to do this. When you say something to him, he talks about
look,
money.
Look, hold on. Listen, he said, broke dudes getting emotional over boxing.
Or you walk everybody in the building, though. And they gonna
that's
come
some
in here.
Ignorant
if
shit.
They come in here and jump you, bro. I don't know if I'm going to be able to help because Benavidez, Valenzuela.
We got a mic right there. He can
what,
sit right there.
I thought you were about to say use it as a weapon.
No, I said he can sit right there.
Yeah, he said glad you up, though.
Glad you up, though.
Come up. How loud was that without headphones?
Be blessed.
Did you guys hear it on the show? Check in the chat. See if they heard it on the show. Make sure the mics picked that up. We didn't do a sound check today.
Well, I already got the fucking earthquake notification. They definitely heard.
Oh, that shit was on the Richter.
Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave.
Yo, we got to tell you guys we were at Top Rank Gym yesterday.
We were
because not only do we work here on the show countless hours,
many hours.
Yeah. Yo, it was funny to hear Akin Barak. Like, they're like, yo, we do 15 hours a week talking bucks. And I'm like, damn, we do that shit too. You know what I'm saying? Nah, same schedule. They do 3 to 4. I mean, they do 3. They're hard.
Are you stop. About live?
Yeah, they're hard talking. Stop. Yeah, they're hard stop at 3. We're 3 to 4, so it's basically the same. I mean, obviously we do a little bit more because we got double shows here and there. You
and
know
it was
mean?
Definitely 6 hours on Saturday alone.
Yeah, because we do live fight chats. But that's what I'm saying. They do too. Like, they get flown to the fight and they got to be like doing stuff in the beginning to the end. And
yeah,
on
that is
end.
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's a lot. But it was good conversation to see someone else go through our struggles of trying to find enough to talk about for all those hours to keep you guys entertained. But back to the original topic that I brought up, which was the private press conference that happened yesterday. We were very...
Yeah, the Devin Haney media workout.
Oh, little Devin Haney. No, it wasn't little. It was a lot of...
I said little. I said, yeah, the Devin Haney media workout.
No, you rewind it. You said little. But it was definitely a lot of media there. And it was funny because that was a topic of conversation. And they're like, yo, is this normal? And I'm like... Yeah, and I think it might have been you that answered him, right? Or someone else was like, nah, they're capitalizing off Canelo.
Nah, Evan said that.
Evan, yeah. Which is Top Rank's media relations guy. So Smart from Top Rank and Devin Haney to hold a media workout yesterday and capitalize on all the media in town, hence giving him more coverage. And, you know, it was pretty cool. You know, the great... Church Bundini in full, you know, I guess.
Savage mode.
Yeah. You know.
He was talking
he was talking to talk, but now I've seen that he's just a fucking good talker. You're just a good talker, Bundini. You better stop that shit. The other day when he was with me and Danny, he's like, oh, Ness and Danny, you guys are like Burt Sugar and Sam Cosell, man. You're the best doing it. And then I hear him interviewing with Michelle Phelps. And he's like, Michelle Phelps, you're the best since and name some fucking woman. And I'm like, oh, so this is just how you do, huh?
But Michelle great as well. So, I mean,
hey, yo,
y'all great.
Hey, yo.
She great.
All I'm saying is it feels like every time you talk, you give it out compliments. I thought I was special.
But he ain't saying that to the homeless person. Not knocking homeless people. But he's not saying that to just a random stranger.
He ain't saying that to just a random stranger.
And Kia loves that, being from L.A. Yo, why do L.A. people not like homeless people, right?
Oh, because that's half their population, bro. You ever been to downtown L.A.?
Bro, I don't even mind homeless people. Like, because, you know, I'm from Florida. Like, we get those. They fly down to the south for the summer.
I don't think they fly south.
Are they migrating? Like,
as a homeless person?
Absolutely.
With a
migration pattern?
With a homeless person, they would probably spend the money on a shelter.
I'm shocked that all you guys are laughing, thinking that was entertainment. Google it. Don't everybody believe in Google?
Well, I can't Google it. Like,
no,
it's kind of hard to
bums,
look up stuff.
Listen
right
to me.
Moment.
Listen to me. This is a real thing. Like, bums go south for the winter.
I never heard.
Well,
I
know.
I don't find it hard to believe.
I know in Vegas,
but
like,
I can't believe you guys don't know this is a thing.
But do they fly to Florida?
No.
They take a bus.
90%
take a bus to Florida.
90% take buses
right.
And trains.
Yeah,
right.
But you know who's
you
doing
it? To go with the whole birds fly south for the winter. You guys went over your head.
No, I got that. But, like, I know in Vegas, like, the mayor will straight up buy buses and be like, nah, y'all going to Utah. And just send them out.
Oh,
of Vegas.
Get them out.
Yeah.
Send them back.
Send them back and forth. Utah send them. We'll send them back.
Bro, they be chilling in Florida. In Florida, we don't even care. They on the beach or the park, so it blends in. I don't know. Everybody in Florida has got massive land. Florida compared to this, you guys got like, it's like 5,000 square feet for the house and the lot. It's insane. And that's literal. It's insane out here. You know, Florida, at least you have land. You know what I mean? You fart, your neighbor ain't smelling it.
You fart, your neighbor not smelling it.
You know what I'm saying? Over here.
Hey,
it's nuts, like,
so when you would smoke, you ain't get no HOA fees because
no,
of fines? I
not
mean.
In Florida. Listen to me.
Land.
Listen
you
to me.
Space.
Listen
space,
to me. There's no HOA fees. And in Florida, I scared my neighbor away. Hmm? Yeah, because she had like these beautiful palm trees. But they're not full blown though. Like, you know, you buy the baby palms.
Yeah.
So they were bushy. They're not trees. They're like them bushy palms.
Yeah.
So she was trying to make like a bushy palm fence. Then I moved in and I have 2 dogs. I don't want my dogs in your yard. And I don't want to have to fucking worry about you telling me my dogs bit you or fucking shitted in your yard. So I put a fence. Bro, this lady caught a fucking titty attack because I put a fence. And, you know, now she can't really work on her shitty fucking pottery fence because you was working on it on my life. But that's my land, and I want every motherfucking inch of it. So I put my gate up, and she was real mad. She came with her survey, and I'm like, listen, man.
A survey?
Yeah, because you know, your lot is yours, so you have to have the lot lines and the dimensions. But we're in the future, so there's anchors in each corner of the fucking ground. You know what I'm saying? You just go with a little, like, detector, and it tells you that's yours. Bro, she was trying to argue with that. I'm like, look, call an inspector and be gone. So when we put our gate, bro, they literally moved. I can see the fucking shit dying. They'll probably come back now because I'm sure my other nosy neighbor told them that we left. We got a Shirley super nosy.
That's her name, Shirley?
What? Super. Bro, literally.
No, is that her real name, though? Oh, okay.
I got a box in the driveway, and she's asked us like 100 times what's in the box.
What?
Oh, what's in the fucking box? Came through with the carrot cake or whatever. What kind of cake was it, man? Came through with some cake.
Oh yeah, that's where you messed up. If you took it, that's where you messed up.
I ain't take nothing, but I'm telling you, this is not an exaggeration for entertainment. She's like that when you answer the door, right? So I answer, and I was like, babe, she already stepped in.
Wow.
So I answered the door, right? The door opens left. Boom. Oh, what's up, Shirley? She walked in. I'm like, oh, shit. Right? Am I lying? She walked right past me, bro. Like, oh, this looks beautiful. Look. And I'm like, damn, bitch, what you doing?
That's Florida people, though. That's Florida people. Florida
and I
people
miss that now. Different. Shirley, if you're watching, I'm sorry. I didn't mean, bitch. I mean, I miss you. I miss you tremendously. But Vegas is nothing like Florida. Like, especially coming from the East Coast where we don't say hello and it's like, you step on me, I'm shooting you. Florida is like everybody's hello, 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 hello. And it's like, I'm like, bet, why is he saying hello? You know, like I'm nervous and we don't, New York, New Jersey is just not like that, you know? So then I got used to it. I'm like, hey, hello, you know, we walk, you know, we became Floridians. We go out for our early morning walks. Hey, people on by, hey, everybody says hello. Get over here. Nobody's saying
bro,
shit, man.
It just depends on your neighborhood because I'm telling you,
I think, y'all say Henderson is the, but we in love with Summerlin.
No. I love Summerlin, but bro, where I'm at now, I just think some Asians live there. I think they the ones don't like the weak smell. What's wrong?
I just don't want you to rip it.
That chandelier look really good behind you, Danny.
I'm talking about the joint fell on your shirt.
Oh, I forgot I had it.
Yeah. I know, and then if it gets wet. Because of your sweat from behind you.
We got a $10 super chat from Mendez.
Yo, is it disrespectful if I use a racial slur, my own friend? Because that was like perfect timing to say something. Let's see if you know what I was going to say, right?
Don't do it.
Look at him.
It.
Only
don't
the white guy knows what I was going to say. Fucking guys, you guys are terrible.
Don't do it. Rich Mendez,
at least
$10
we thought
super
it,
chat
though. We
says, I am a fan, not a fanboy of Canelo. I view this fight as difficult, maybe. 50-50. Fanboys are saying easy fight. I don't think so. And I do think that Canelo and Bibb will beat Charlo or Benavidez. I don't feel
cool. You know, that whole argument about who Charlo beats is, like, irrelevant, bro. We're never going to...
And Rich Mendez with another $5 super chat says, also, if Canelo beats Bibb, Benavidez should fight Bibb and see where he stands with Canelo. We're going to give you...
I got a quote. I think there's a big opportunity for a fight with Jamal Charlo to happen. I also feel like he's the type that just talks and talks and talks.
Who's the quote from?
Hold on, fam. It's an emerging habit. If you look at it, he did that to Danny Jacobs. He did that to Bubu Andre. He does that to everybody. He should just be fighting. But these fights don't happen. I just feel like he doesn't have any confidence in himself, end quote. What do you guys think about that? And this is David Benavidez talking about Jamal Charlo, and he's right. I've said this before, you know, when Jacobs walked up to him in the Barclays Center, Jacobs hit him with the, oh, you ain't touching no M's, so that's why we can't fight. Now, tables turn, as Errol Spence would say, and it's Jamal telling David, oh, you broke, you broke, you broke. So now you can't fight him. And this is like the third failed negotiations. You know, you've gotten multiple offers from Eddie and Andre. That never happened. Even Espinosa offered a fight to Andre, and he didn't take it and re-signed. You obviously got the failed negotiations with Gennady, failed negotiations with Canelo. You know, you're running out of places and options. I'm just being real. I don't know. Do you guys not see it that way? Or is it like, well, he got the Selecki fight, and none of this even matters?
I mean, I really haven't been – I haven't been happy with his choice. And when I say his, I mean really his team, whoever's, you know.
By his and he, you mean Jamal?
Correct.
And by choices, you mean his 160-pound career or specific fights at 160?
No, not his entire career, but just
– No, 60, at 160
yeah, at
career. 60,
at 60 specifically, bro. And it's just like, I'm just so tired of it, bro. Like, I went to Houston for Brandon Adams. I went to Houston. Who you fight last time, Montiel?
Yeah, Montiel.
Bro, and it's just like
– But was how was it in Houston? Because, like, he's Mexican. Charlo's obviously African-American. Did the green print show itself in the audience?
I mean, I think you had, like, your – Houston fight audience. I didn't think they did. Bro,
what was the numbers? Do you remember?
I don't remember the numbers.
Bo, look up the attendance for.
But I just.
We got three super chats there we got to get as well.
Look at that attendance. I want to just see what how many did Mondiel and Charlo draw? Because, you know, Floyd likes to say, put an African American across the ring from a Mexican. Boom, you got the green print.
See, but it was weird, right? Because it's like, for example, Cinco de Mayo weekend, they're going to really push the Mexican theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were specifically doing that Charlo thing, and they're doing it this year, too. Oh, Juneteenth in Houston, boom, we'll bring them home. But it's like, bro, last year, let me tell you, last year, how are you pushing Juneteenth when every fighter but Charlo was Mexican on the card? I don't even think they was doing a good job in promoting that, but nonetheless, at this point, it's just like when he fights or if he fights, you know, has that big fight, then it's like, all right, cool. Until then, I'm not even going to complain about it because it's just like I'm used to it by now.
Hmm. Bo, you got some super chats?
Yep. So we got CRB1 with the super chat.
He's back.
Who says, Fury 11K buys, where the critics like Tank got? He said, where the critics like Tank got. So he pretty much saying where the critics said, like Tank had critics about his pay-per-view buys. He said, Fury, 11K buys, where critics.
11,000? Man, get the fuck out of
that's
here.
That's what CRB1 said. Now, you know that's a $2 super chat, too.
And you know what $2 super chats usually mean.
One moment. Hold on. Here we go.
Bruh, first of all, I'm not even going to tell you to Google that because if Fury would have did 11,000, we would have had a million messages in our pre-pros.
Maybe.
So only the biggest Wilder fan
has the numbers.
I forgot you said that part.
I'm good.
Moving and Jaime on. Nieto, 499 Super Chat says, keep grinding, Ness and Danny. Love how much the show has grown. We need a Vegas appreciation night. Keep doing y'all thing.
Coming soon.
London Runs Boxing with a 179 euro or pound, one of the two, says, who's Devin's trainer since Ben Davidson can't travel?
The same trainer it's always been.
Bill Haney.
His father's been there from the beginning. Like, the fact that people want his father to put someone else as trainer when he's been the one making all these decisions and gotten his son to where the fuck he's at. Now all of a sudden it's like, yo, your son's in the biggest fight of his career and I know you got him here, but let's change that up. Let's put your son's career in the hands of someone else now.
Nah.
I mean, I swear to God, people are so silly. And he told us on his show, it don't matter who's been in the corner, who's always gotten in the ring, Bill. Whoever else he brings in to be a second set of hands and a voice is on the outside. His son deals with him. So, question answered. Another one?
For some reason, no, that's it. But for some reason, I can't find it.
No, we got another one. We got no
Just cut my man off. Then, no, you don't like being cut off.
No, Egg Dallas, he says, I like Jamal, but I hate that he ain't demanding any big fights.
Mm-hmm.
He just collecting money. Al needs to release him from the lion cage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, bro.
Apology accepted.
Yo, my mans be walking around like he got some heels on. Loud as hell with them.
Them Durangos.
Bro, them the fucking.
Doc Martin. He got Doc Martin.
Nah, them the fucking, like, what's the guy from Home Alone that people thought he was killing? You know what I'm talking about? He used to walk around with the shovel and the trash can.
Oh, yeah. And he ended up saving the day at some point. Yeah,
but them kind of boots.
So many years back.
That dude was.
Y'all ain't seen Home Alone?
He had on, like,
I
the trench coat and all that.
Yeah, the trench coat guy with the boots. Always walked around with the shovel in the. All right, man.
I don't remember him, man. I'm not trying to be funny.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Don't remember.
I mean, that's just like
Bo,
me.
Did you find that 11,000 reviews in the U.S.?
So, actually, I was supposed to be let me look that up, too.
The attendance thing. You
I was
looking up
the attendance,
and
I couldn't find the attendance. It was only showing 379,000 people watched.
I got a cash app for a counterpunch from my man,
CYP.
Let's go.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! I'm ready!
You said it?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Ah, yes. Yes, you know what's funny? The only thing that triggered me about Benavidez is not the fact that Charlo talks too much. We talk about it on the back call. He does talk too much. He's always saying something that got me defending him. But actions are actions, right? He offered Triple G. Facts. Triple G didn't want the fight. He offered Jaime. Facts. Canelo didn't want the fight. Offered Boo. Facts. Boo Boo resigned with his own. To say the man doesn't believe in himself is the total opposite of what he's actually doing. That's not a lie. That's a fucking lie. Nobody's offering all the top fighters great money to fight him if he ain't got confidence. That's like saying Boo Boo has no confidence because of his resume. No, Boo Boo has confidence. He just can't get the fight. Charlo is trying. He just ain't getting them. However you want to frame it, frame it. But don't ever say a man has confidence when he's offering to overpay dudes just to get in the ring with him. That don't make no sense. CYP out.
CYP, appreciate the call, champ.
Hate to say, I agree. I mean, there's no counter argument, you know, not even a devil's advocate argument. Like, because I said that, you know, he had failed negotiations with Triple G, negotiations with Canelo.
You've publicly spoken about all those.
No, I mean, recently, though, I said it. Yeah. Obviously, I didn't say he offered, but it still failed negotiations, regardless of who offered what. You couldn't make it out. But, you know, again, his call is true. Can't be scared if you're asking these guys to fight you with a contract. You know, it's one thing to say something on Twitter. It's another thing to send that paperwork for you to sign your name on a dotted line.
No, definitely, because at the end of the day, like you like to play the Twitter fingers soundbite all the time. But at the end of the day, those fights is what matters. Getting the fights made is what matters. So when those contracts are in front of you, that's when we know, you know, is we calling his bluff or not. And they tried that with Devin, too. They tried the same shit with Devin.
I don't have all of Ness's town bites, even though I'm using his laptop today.
Is there, if you go to main, I think it's main.
I need a stream deck, but.
No. Go to my soundboard. But this, with your hand.
Fingers, yeah. Oh, I see myself. Okay, I got
mirrors.
Right.
Yo, what's that movie where they got like drapes over all the mirrors in the house?
I freak out at something like that.
Hey, no, so I could eat my.
Of course, but it's not called a Starbucks because they don't promote us.
Nah,
it's called Buck Stars.
Call it the Danny Bucks.
I'm just eating my
Bo Bucks
cake bite. What's this shit called? Cake pop, yeah.
Cake pop. Ain't that a group in China?
Nah, but ain't no
lollipop. No.
Whoa.
So,
that's so sus right now.
A pink lollipop.
Lollipop, lollipop. Ooh,
the amount of times
lollipop.
I've ordered a birthday cake pop, because my kid, my 3-year-old, knows it. And like every time we get in the car, he's like, cake pop. And it's like, we ain't getting that today, dog.
Nah, man, we ain't getting